The symmetry of this hour will bring us back to a piece with the same instrumentation as that of the first piece we heard, flute and piano, and it will also be by another composer new to Into the Light. Her name is Gillian Whitehead, and she's from New Zealand. Born in 1941 to musical parents, Whitehead studied music in Auckland and Wellington. She moved to Australia and then to London for graduate study with Peter Maxwell Davies. After a series of fellowships and temporary appointments in England and Australia, she took a permanent position in the New South Wales Conservatorium in Sydney in 1982. Gillian Whitehead has written 5 operas, solo and chamber pieces, and orchestral music. She's considered to be one of Australia's leading composers. We're going to hear a piece with many different changing moods, entitled Torangi, composed in 1999. It reflects, among other things, the composer's absorption of the influence of the indigenous New Zealand people, the Maori. The composer's great-grandmother was a Maori. Whitehead believes that, in the musical style she has developed, her use of canon, prime numbers, and rhythm is more to do with Maori weaving than the European way of doing things. I think that's really interesting. The influence of Maori flutes can be heard in parts of this piece. She also uses whistle tones and tongue slaps on the flute and the extended technique of strumming the piano strings. Soon after beginning composition on this piece, Whitehead learned of the death of the prominent musicologist and close friend, John Mansfield Thompson, which, along with news of the violence in East Timor, imbued the work with an inevitable melancholy. The Maori title means to grieve for, as well as incomplete, changing, or unsatisfied, referring to the way the work moves through various layers, which, in the words of the composer, are peeled away and gradually break down. Bridget Douglas is the flutist and Rachel Thompson the pianist in this performance. Thank you.